This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I should apologize in advance for the fact that I have a cold. So hopefully I won't be doing too much hacking and snorting and snorfling and all that kind of stuff. But it is a distinct possibility. I apologize. I suppose I could stop and pause this before I blow my nose. But where would the reality be? So, anyways, if nose-blowing sounds offend you, maybe you shouldn't listen to this podcast. Okay, so it is episode 89. My beloved is actually on a little trip, going down to see her best friend from college. So she's going to be gone for a couple of days. And what else is in the news? I'm wrapping up the interviews on my major client in another area. I had done a business process investigation for one area up at my major client, and then they had me do it for another area. I should be wrapping up those interviews. I have like two more, and all the interviews are wrapped up. So that's cool. We're making some progress on that. And then there's a bunch of other little stuff that needs to be taken care of. And that all seems to be going fine. God is good over there. Sorry, I'm warning you in advance. Here it comes. Okay. So that's going fine. In the Vaneworks stand saga, I have to say that this has been a week of grace. Actually, it's been a week of grace with both of my businesses, the Vaneworks stand and the internet service provider business. Because I had decided long time ago when I started these little outside businesses, and in fact with my consulting business, that it was going to be a business that was going to be seasoned with grace, that I wasn't going to be this aggressive, go for every penny you can get type of business person, that I was going to be a business person who was going to create environments of success for the people around me. I was going to supply good service for the dollar, and I was not going to get all uptight about the money side of it. I think I mentioned when we were out in Las Vegas that we had gone to a timeshare presentation, and the ace up my sleeve for not buying was going to be the fact that I was working on this Vaneworks stand. And I had actually showed it to the salesman there, and they were all big and hip and thought it was cool, and they were looking to be, you know, my silent partners, and or they were at least talking about that. Whether that was to try to get me to buy in or not, I don't know. Even after I said no, they still wanted to see the prototype, so maybe not. But what was interesting about all that is at one point, their attitude was, well, we got to get out there and market this thing, and we all can make a lot of money, and we could be interested. And, you know, I looked at them and said, you know, I don't really need partners. And they kind of looked at me. I said, you know, maybe we could do something. I could wholesale the stands to you. You put the mirrors in them, yada, yada. Maybe we could do something like that. I said, but I honestly don't really need partners. And the big guy, he kind of looked at me. And I said, you know, I'm doing... He said, in other words, you don't want to sell to a lot of customers? And I said, no, it doesn't have anything to do with how many I want to sell or how many customers I want to sell to. My goal here is the adventure. It's the quest. It's the epic of starting something from scratch and making it work. It's not necessarily just to go out and make a bunch of money. And it was interesting because the other salesman, you know, kind of chirped up and he said, but you know, you could do this, you could do that. And the big guy just shook his head and he said, look, he's in it for the quest. He's not in it for the money. Right, I'm in it for the quest. And that's really kind of been my goal over the last several years of these little businesses that I have started, that whatever little business I get involved with, I want to run the business according to the principles, not run the business just for money. Sorry, have to blow my nose again. I'm on the outer edge of my cold medication, so I got to go home and take some more of that. And that played itself out this week in Grace. You know, had a couple of little interesting incidents this week, and I won't go into detail because it's not, you don't need tremendous detail, but I had gotten 100 of the VeinWorks stands last Thursday. I'd mentioned I had them in my car, and I had already had 100 sets of mirrors, so my plan was to put them together over the weekend, get them ready for the tech bloggers, because we were going into production on Monday. So on Friday, it was part of my errands. I ran over to the company that's supplying the plastic mirrors for me, and I put in my order for 2,400 mirrors. And I had been telling them all along, you know, I'm going to order 100, and then I'm going to order 2,400. And I had even, about 3 weeks ago, said, okay, so do you have the material in stock? I specifically asked that question. Do you have the material in stock? And I was assured, yep, we got the material in stock. No problem, we got the material in stock. I said, okay, because I know that most of this job is labor and the material is not that expensive, and I am more than happy to pay for you to bring in the materials just to buy it off of you, you know, the bulk material. If you want to do that, and you just hold it here, and then we'll be ready to go whenever it comes. No, we stock that stuff. It's no problem. We stock it. It's no big deal. Okay. I'm sure you can hear this coming. So, over the weekend, I went ahead and put together the 100 sets, and we've been having a little problem with flashing down in an inappropriate spot. It makes it hard to insert the mirrors. I thought we had gotten that fixed and we had run some samples, and in fact, there was a little edge there, but it was fine. And I think I even mentioned last week that it looked like there was a little more flashing there, but I was really hoping it was going to be okay. Well, I got home, tried it out, and sure enough, the mirrors went in just fine. I had to wiggle a little, but they dropped right in. It's good. So then Sunday night, you know, I sat down and said, okay, here we go, because I wanted to know how long it would take me. And as it turned out, it took me about an hour to do 20 complete builds. You know, put the box together, load the box up with all the stuff. Well, put the box together, take the film off the mirrors, load the mirrors into the stands, load the stands into the boxes, put the rest of the stuff in the boxes, seal the boxes up, set the box aside. But, you know, it ended up I could do one about every 3 minutes or so. So it was about 20 an hour is where I came out, which wasn't that far off from what I expected. So, you know, that all went well. However, about 10% of the mirrors loaded in just right away. I should say about 10% of the stands, I was able to load the mirrors right away. No problem. Just loaded right up. About 80% of them, I had to work with them a little bit, but still, okay, it can work. About 10% of them, the last 10 or so, not the last 10, but sprinkled through, I had to push pretty hard to get the mirrors in. I got them in, but I actually had to break out that flashing, and so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to go down and talk to the injection molder and see if I can provide an environment of success for them. Because I knew they were going to start running them in bulk on Monday. So Monday I went down and I actually left some mirrors with them. I explained that, I built them and most of them are pretty good, but we're having problems with some of this flashing raising up again. It's getting hard to put the mirrors in. So here's the mirrors. This is how they should go in. You know, you should just be able to slide them in, blah, 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 blah. At the same time, I thought, well, you know, I haven't pushed this process all the way through in terms of getting things assembled. Maybe it would be a better idea to just do 600 of these and assemble them just to make sure there aren't any other problems hiding. So I decided maybe I'll just roll back my order to 600, pause for a few days, and then we'll build out the rest of them. Talk to the injection molder about that. He said that he might have a scheduling conflict with that. I told him I'd work with him. You know, if we just need to run the 2400, we'd go yada, 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 yada. Anyways, so went over and talked to the mirror guys. The salesman that I work with wasn't there. So I talked to somebody else, and he said, I'll do some checking, and I'll let you know where we're at. I said, that's fine. So about 2:30 that afternoon, he called on Monday, and he said, well, we're waiting on material. I said, oh, you're waiting on material. And he said, yeah. He said, we've ordered the material. I said, well, do you have any idea how long that'll take for it to get in? Well, it just depends. We wait until we have so many pounds of material before we get it in. And then, you know, then once we get it in, then, you know, yada, yada, yada. So then that evening, I go down, and they've got the 600 run. And I said, well, can I come swing by? He said, yeah, no problem. Come swing by. So we swing by. I just randomly pulled one out, took the mirrors, popped the side in, no problem. Tried to put the bottom one in, thunk, it won't go in. So we're having a little problem here. Actually, I'm going into more detail than I thought I was going into. I think that's because I have a cold and I'm under the weather. They said, well, yeah, we just discovered if you kind of push in one end, then you can get the other end pushed in. Okay, now, see, here's the thing. Grace. Okay? We are all humans struggling along. We are all dealing with our flesh, creating noise in our systems. You know, creating the assumptions in our systems that, oh, that'll be fine. Or, you know, creating the, oh, yeah, we can do that, and then it's not the way it is. I mean, we are all dealing with the flesh. And sooner or later, I'm going to make a silly mistake, or I'm not going to listen to someone ask me and answer too quickly, or I'm not going to follow someone's instructions. I am going to do that. I have to blow my nose again. Sorry. I actually had to lean forward to hold the steering wheel that time, so I got my nose right up against the microphone. Sorry. I'm going to do all of those things. Absolutely. And I just keep coming back to that proverb that talks about the guy who was forgiven much, who then goes out and he finds someone who doesn't owe him very much, and he grabs him by the neck and he says, you have to pay me what I owe, what you owe me right now, you know, and throws the guy in prison because he can't pay. And there's a whole principle here about, you know, I'm going to make mistakes. I've been forgiven much. I'm going to be forgiven much in the future. The least I can do is treat my fellow human beings with kindness and generosity. Now, I know there are some business people that will listen to that and say, that's not how you do business. You're not going to get anywhere in business if you do it that way. You got to get in there and give those people a piece of your mind. Let them know that they're not just going to run over you. That when they tell something, blah, 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 okay, I'm not going to do that. It's not going to happen. You know, this business will succeed and or fail, but if it's going to succeed or it's going to fail, I am still going to operate according to the principles. And the principles say grace. So what happened with the stands is I went, oh, yeah. I said, okay. I said, I tell you what, let me call Springfield Workshop. Maybe they can go ahead and bust that flashing out. It won't take that long. I can just take, you know, some mirrors over there, they can use them, they can just go through them real quick and bust them out. I said, they honestly are not going to charge me any more than maybe 15 or 25 cents a piece to do that. And the ejection mobile said, well, you know, let me know what they're going to charge you. Because, you know, and I said, well, you know, it's no big deal, really. I said, you all have put in a huge amount of work on this mold. It's been a lot more work than you expected it to be. It's not going to be that big of a deal. I can get them to bust out that flashing. So, well, I was 10 minutes away from the shop and I got a call from him. And he said, look, he said, this is our problem. He said, we're going to bust that out of there for you. He said, we're just going to set up another box. And he said, we'll just knock out, you know, he said, it won't take us that long. I said, okay. I said, well, I said, I appreciate that, but you don't have to do that. I said, honestly, I can get Springfield Workshop. No, it's our problem. I said, okay, well, I said, I appreciate that. So we do have the mold pulled again, and they're trying to fix the flashing problem so that they can pack out the mold a little tighter, make a little better looking part. I appreciate all of that. And so that got itself resolved, no problem. So then on Tuesday, I went down to talk to the mirror people, and the salesman was back. So I talked to the salesman, and I said, so you're having to order material. And the salesman kind of got this sheepish look on his face. He said, yeah, we're having to order material. I said, okay. I said, do you have any idea? No, the shop foreman would know when it's going to come in. And I said, well, if it's like a couple of weeks, I said, that pretty much kills me for Christmas, which I think I'm dead for Christmas anyways, which is fine, you know. We'll talk about that in a minute. No, it's not going to take, it's only going to take a couple of days to get it in. I said, okay, well, that's fine. I said, you know, just let me know. So I'm going to call them tomorrow and find out if the material's in yet. And we'll just see how that goes. But we still have to get it cut at this point. And the mold is probably not going to be ready until Monday. So, you know, we do have 600 that we could package up with the changes they're making with the mold. Who knows? I may just go ahead and have them run another 2,400 and just use the 600 for reserve. We'll see. It'll be fine. Because at the end of the day, maybe it's better that I just go ahead and get all the rest of the processes figured out and not try to compete with a big Christmas rush, if I could even get a big Christmas rush. And Lance, if it's going to be, you know, next week is the 13th on Monday. If it gets to be towards the end of the week, there's really not enough time to get in touch with tech bloggers. And I'm not going to get in touch with the tech bloggers until I know I'm ready to go. I actually have product, because I just hate that thing where they say, yes, it's out, and then no, it's not out, and now it's a month late, and you know, all that stuff. It's like, ah. So, all of it is where it is, and even with the mirror people, I just said, oh, okay, well, you know, we'll just move forward. We'll move forward with what we've got, and we'll see how this all works out. You know, grace. No point in jumping up and down, getting all upset over it. So that's grace and grace. And the third grace happened a couple of nights ago. I forget when. I had one customer who had been having a continuing problem for about 3 weeks, had just talked to me about it about a week ago. I had gone over, we had looked at it, seemed to be okay when I was there, but he was having troubles with his laptop. He was getting his laptop fixed. I had plugged straight into the unit, you know, passed around his router. Everything seemed to be fine. I took readings off the unit on his roof. This is for the internet business. Everything seemed to be fine. I said, you know, everything looks fine. I said, give me a holler when you get your laptop back, and we'll go from there. So he had called a couple of days ago, was still having problems, couldn't even bring up a speed test, it was just dog slow. He was really frustrated, couldn't get to his email. And I said, well, have you tried plugging it straight into the router? Because as we were talking, he said, yeah, he said, I just can't, you know, I got my own business, and I can't get the emails, and I don't know what's happening, and And he said, you know, if I can't get this cleared up, I may have to look at other directions of doing things. I said, listen, I understand that completely. I said, here's the first thing. I said, first thing is get it hooked up directly to the router through a cable. See if that makes any difference. And he had told me, well, and on my wife's machine, you know, it seems to be working. And but he was getting a reading that was lower than he was expecting. But it was in the evening, and things slowed down a little bit in the evening. I'm getting my mail. And so we talked about that a little bit. And the problem that he was, you know, that he was having, he had enough bandwidth that shouldn't have been a problem. And I knew that shouldn't have been a problem. And I told him, you know, you should be able to do web surfing and check your email and all that kind of stuff. No problem. And so he was going to check on a couple of things, and he called back a couple hours later, and he said, well, he said, I unplugged your unit from the router, and he said, I plugged it straight into my laptop, and he said, I went from getting 36K to, like, you know, 900K. And he said, so, he said, looks like the problem's on my side. I said, yeah, that's no problem. I said, sometimes those routers, they just go bad on you. You know, they just slow down. I told him, I'm backing into my garage. One of the things I suggested is I said, well, you know, you could reset your router. Sometimes that helps. And I said, but if that doesn't help, resetting it doesn't help, unplugging it, plugging it back in, if none of that stuff helps, then, you know, it may be time to buy yourself a new router. And he was a little bit sheepish when he called me, because I could tell when he had talked to me earlier in the evening that he was really frustrated. I mean, he was frustrated. He was frustrated to the point that he was telling me that his wife's computer was working, but his laptop wasn't, and yet he was still expecting it to be my problem. Which, if he had just paused for a minute to think about it, if his wife's computer is working and his laptop isn't, she's getting connected to the internet, so I don't think it's the internet service provider that's having the problem. But again, he had a lot of noise in his system. You know, the flesh was just haranguing on him. And I understand that that's happening. And so I can be kind and patient, because I would want somebody to be kind and patient with me, frankly. And so I kind of went through the steps and things that he could do, and we talked about it. And I think he was going to go ahead and get another router, and I assured him, I said, look, when you get the new router in, you know, if you're still having troubles or you need any help setting it up, just holler at me. I will come over. We will get it figured out. So that's the third grace. See, the way I look at it, and I've already mentioned it, is there is a fourth grace in all of that. And that is as I share grace with those around me, if it does nothing else, it takes away the ability of the flesh to try to torment me with the fact that God is not going to show grace to me. Because I have events in my life that I can look to, and I can say, you know, I showed grace to these other people, and I'm just a human being. And if I, as a human being, can show grace to other people, then how much more will God, who is above me and his thoughts are above my ways, whose love is infinite, how much more will God show grace to me? This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.